Of course, besides economic impacts, invasive species have biological impacts. There's a lot of text on this slide, but bear with me as I go through some examples. Invasive species have both direct and indirect threats on biodiversity. Direct threats mean that they directly cause the mortality or decline of native species populations. For example, invasive species may prey upon native species, or be pests or pathogens that cause disease or death of native species. Examples are the lionfish that have decimated native reef fish populations, and feral pigs in Europe that spread the disease brucellosis to livestock and native ungulates. Invasives may also harm native species by outcompeting them for food or other resources. For example, buckthorn shrubs here in Wisconsin flush their leaves earlier and shed their leaves later than other plants, thus outcompeting many of the native understory plant species for light, especially those beloved spring ephemerals that require the early spring light before the trees have leafed out to complete their life cycles. Another example are European starlings, birds that are very abundant now that have displaced native cavity nesting birds. There are also indirect threats, those that affect biodiversity through alterations in ecosystem structure and function. For example, invasive species may alter food webs, perhaps replacing or even causing the disappearance of native food sources. One example are the European green crabs that displace native herbivores, thus altering seagrass ecosystems. There's also natives that reduce the diversity overall of the ecosystem, sometimes turning into complete monocultures. An example of this is kudzu vine, which in the southern United States overtakes trees and competitively excludes pretty much all other species in parts of southeastern forests. They just literally become monocultures. And certainly here in the understory of Wisconsin, we can see honeysuckle and buckthorn often be forming almost single species stands. Invasive species can alter soil structure and chemistry. One example are European earthworms, here invasive in Wisconsin, that alter nutrient cycles by decimating leaf litter and changing the dynamics of organic matter. And in some cases, native species can increase the intensity of wildfires. So two examples include eucalyptus in South America, a very flammable tree, and cogon grass in the southeastern U.S., I'm not sure I'm pronouncing that correctly, which are way more flammable than the native vegetation and can cause more drastic fires when fires occur. So a question for you, do you think the economic costs of invasive species or the biodiversity costs and loss of biodiversity due to invasive species are more important? What do you think personally?